The following is a morning walk conversation recorded in June 1978 in Dallas, Texas.
Are manifest in the spiritual state, and whether in a spiritual state we would be conscious of these other living entities, or are we just conscious more of Krishna?
No. We're conscious, just like we're conscious of them now. Conscious of the flowers, we're appreciating the flowers, the different varieties, their beauty. So why think that when we become perfect, that we won't be conscious? But when you become Krishna conscious, even now, you become conscious of other living entities in relation to Krishna. That these beautiful flowers were created by Krishna. But in the spiritual world, it's so intense that we see that these spiritual beings as plants, flowers, or cows, or grass, not only are part and parcel of Krishna, but we see how they're serving Krishna. No, you become... When we hear the descriptions of the spiritual world, there's awareness of all variety in relation to Krishna. It's like Balaram, he describes, or Krishna was describing, either one. But just see how all these trees seem to be bending down. They are bending down from the weight of their fruits and flowers, just as if to make obeisances to you. See how the river is offering her waves to you. See how all the land is glorifying you and all the animals. So that the spiritual beings are definitely aware of each other, but in relation to Krishna. Here it's mostly jiva, jiva, jivanam. One living entity is food for another. I was watching, I'm a living entity. I was sitting in a chair in our little park watching a bird. And superficially it seemed very nice. But he was eating, and he was eating other living beings. He was eating little bugs, which is terrifying death for them because of their karma. So that's how living beings regard each other in the material world. They're conscious of each other. Either they've got some facility to run away from another animal, but sometimes they can't, and he captures them. They're just looking at each other in that way for victims. But in the spiritual world, it's a celebration of loving service. At least as we become Krishna conscious now, you start to think like that. You don't see everyone just for your sense gratification or your destruction. That's what the preaching spirit is, to see other people as spirit, soul, and how they can benefit by your giving them Krishna. It's very wet here.
Walk on some dry place. Nobody knows anything here.
I checked in this way, there's a nice golf course area. We walked around.
Will it be very wet?
This way. There's some path there.
They don't have anything that eats each other. I mean, the cows can eat grass, which wouldn't kill a good thing, but don't they have birds that eat bugs?
No, nobody's eating anybody. Hard to believe. No murder, no rape.
So then, is it a misconception, people are always thinking, nowadays, back to nature, living peacefully, but they go to the forest, they think this is so nice. But actually, for the majority of the living entities there, it's a horrible condition. Or is it a hellish condition for them?
Even in nature. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Especially if they're meat eaters. Back to nature, but they kill the cow. It means I want a little more peaceful sense gratification. Just like when the last war of Vietnam, so many people were for peace against the war, but they just wanted to smoke marijuana or kill a cow, kill themselves. That's not peace. Nature means Krishna. Prabhupada, we were walking in the botanical gardens in Melbourne, Australia. We were saying some things. One thing was that he said they're proud of their varieties of plants. So, but there are 900,000 varieties of aquatics. Some 1 million varieties of plants. How many have you categorized? How many do you know? You know all the different plants Krishna has created. And he was saying that these trees in the material world, they're suffering karma. They have to, the tree is just standing there and has to tolerate the hot sun, can't go indoors, put on a fan. And so many nuisances are created by dogs and people on the tree. It has to remain tolerant, stand up. Sometimes it's described as punishment for being lusty or for being an impersonalist. But the thing is that although it's a suffering condition, Krishna is so complete that it's also a beautiful arrangement. We're seeing it that way. But it's actually also a suffering arrangement. Now they've performed experiments, one Indian scientist from Prabhupada's old chemical firm, Bose, showing that or different boats, showing that plants have feelings. So there's recently a book in America about that too, The Secret Life of Plants, that they like certain music and they thrive on love. So even materially, you can understand that they're living beings. But what they don't know is that it's a soul, just as good as a soul in the human being. And that he's suffering from his karma. And that my present activities are going to give me a body, either as a plant or as a grass. And these will be very unhappy for me. That's the whole basic vision of Krishna consciousness, that there is a next life. And that this life should be preparation. I was talking to one Christian boy on the plane, and he said he didn't know what we were. He'd never seen devotees. I just explained briefly. I said, it's the same as... He said he was a Baptist. He said, it's the same as Christianity in that there's a God. He said, oh, you believe in the next life? So that's part of the Christian doctrine also. But they really haven't grasped it.
Sometimes we meet people at different places in the airport like that, and they're preaching that in this life, if you don't take my process of religion immediately, then you're going to hell forever. Why is it that they always seem to try and limit God's mercy to just their little view, and that God can't be merciful anymore?
Blindness. Bigotry. Somehow they've been misled to think like that. That God has only one representative. It may come from the fact that absolute obedience or absolute following is required by the spiritual master, the pure devotee. It's like Christ said, I am the way, only through me can you approach the Father. So we take that you must approach Krishna or God through the Son of God or through the pure devotee of God. We also say there's no other way. Only by devotional service. It is exclusive. But that doesn't mean that. So like that, he taught like that. He'd come, everyone else was rascal, he was the Son of God. You must come through me. I'm teaching love of God, there's no other way. Everyone is rascal. But then now they've made it like a sectarian thing. They're as if there's only one representative of God. That's their misunderstanding. So these people who say that, they're just living on this misunderstanding out of fear and ignorance that any other person can practice religion. We say only one way, also, love of God, but that love of God is expressed in different climates, by different people, in slightly different ways. Not essentially different ways, but slightly different ways. They don't see. How could there be only one representative of God? Even a man, he can produce many children. God has only one son? We can try to encourage them, but even that, like, they're not doing it. Encourage them in what? In their perverted idea of Christianity, that we're saved, we're eating meat, killing the cow, it's all right. Having illicit sex with our wife, spending our time in nonsense, frivolous sports, we're Christians. There's nothing even to encourage them. Prabhupada's platform of preaching to Christians, when there was some encouragement from them on the tour I was on with him, was that they should chant the name of God and they should follow the Bible where it says, thou shalt not kill, and give up the slaughterhouse. And then you can chant Christ, Christos, just like Krishna, and eat nice foodstuffs, vegetarian foodstuffs. That was our meeting ground. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. I saw this big billboard downtown Dallas, and it says, some verse from the Bible, and it says, I think it was, join together and glorify the name of the Lord.
Huh. It's nice. One of our God brothers, Hayagriva, he wrote an essay many years ago, and back to Godhead, Sankirtan in the Bible, and he found many verses like that.
If you follow the regulative principles, the regular principles and the rules of God, and realize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality, are you that situation Krishna conscious, or is the situation to go beyond that? Because I mean, there's a lot of people that probably could follow the regulative principles, you know, but I doubt if they'd be Krishna conscious. I don't know. The endeavor for Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna.
That's the basics. You have to at least avoid illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, gambling. Yeah, and sometimes we meet some Indians and they say, well, this is done by any lady or gentleman in India. So at least it's a basis for morality in God consciousness. But then we also say you have to chant 16 rounds the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But that has to be there, the chanting of Hare Krishna. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam. Not just the four rules, but at the time of initiation, the initiating spiritual master gives the beads. As you chant Hare Krishna and avoid the four sinful activities. Then that's a firm basis for Krishna consciousness. Associating with devotees. One way or another, those for Krishna consciousness, those elements must be there. Not just chanting and not following the rules, or not following the rules and not chanting.
Hey, Krishna. I'm here at Bhava, you know. Where does Bhava come from?
Bhava, that's an advanced stage of ecstasy.
And
there are symptoms of Baba.
Purity. If we're purifying ourselves of all these things we have, our narcissism and things like that, clearing our mind to these, do we automatically become Krishna conscious? I mean, it's the attraction for Krishna. Just like, you know, once we clear ourselves from these other things, it's automatic, and we don't understand who Krishna is.
Yes. There's a talk Srila Prabhupada gave long ago about the Hare Krishna mantra. He said, it is not an artificial imposition on the mind, but it awakens the natural love of God, or the original ecstasy. So, not an artificial thing being added to your consciousness, but the process is to reveal your primeval original state, which is eternal spirit soul. That's what we're doing, trying to take away all these layers so that our actual self will be revealed. So then, when all the designations are removed, then you experience what's originally there, love of God. False ego has to be removed. The body has to be removed.
We can still understand the spiritual world. I mean, like the grass is still here, so we still, even when we remove our body and the grass has no body, we'd still understand these living entities like that.
Well, we go to that world, to that spiritual world where you have a spiritual body. Here, as long as you're here, you see this grass and you have this body. If you're talking about wanting to go to the place of pure consciousness, you go to the spiritual world. Of course, even if you change your consciousness in this body, you can have that vision also.
Sometimes people, they say, well, I'm here, and must be God's arrangement, I'm here now, so I just sort of, I'll go along, and whatever happens, happens. How do we impress on them the urgency to become self-realized?
Well, that's not a very enlightened attitude. When he's already taken so much pains to develop his body, or his parents did when he was a child, not just, oh, well, this child was born, just leave it alone. He'll die. Oh, this child is here, doesn't need any education, just let him learn. And he'll never have any future, has to learn how to read and write and everything. So why say that he doesn't need preparation for the next life or for study into self-realization? Oh, God put me here, I'll remain ignorant and savage. There's development. Human consciousness is meant for this education. Actually, he should, that's like non-philosophical. The philosophical approach is to actually think, why am I here? This world is very alien in so many ways. Even my body is alien. It gives me so many pains. Within myself, I feel a desire to be happy and to be free, and that's subject to all these things. Why is it that my experience is so unhappy? This is real philosophy. Then next thing is there a situation, this is the Lord Buddha. He saw all the unhappiness, and then he said, now, apparently no one has figured out what I am asking, but there must be some way from release, some release from all this condition. So he tried to meditate on the absolute condition. Not just, well, whatever is here, this is perfect. God is perfect, this is it. And anyway, there are great sages who have thought these things out and made the perfect conclusions already in the Vedas. And just by reading them, we're so dull, we don't even know the questions or what is to be asked. By reading them, our own philosophical nature is awakened. We say, yes, that's true. I always felt like this. I didn't want to accept just this temporary life as all in all. This is actually what I want. How we read the Bhagavad Gita. It's not that we're artificially imposing something on the mind, it's a Hindu culture. But these questions that Arjuna asked are the questions that we would want to ask. What happens at the time of death? What is the purpose of the universe? Preacher means he becomes a pure devotee. Apari, Achari, Prabhu, Javera, Sakaya. You become perfect yourself and you preach. It's not just that we're... What does preacher mean? That we're telling people, go back to Godhead. Make your life perfect, go back to Godhead. So does that mean the preacher is not going to go back to Godhead? That it's like a export business? Somebody exporting parcels, but he's not... going. I said, well, why, if it's so good, why aren't you going? Well, never mind, you go. I'll stay here. No, so you have to be going back to Godhead. And then out of that compassionate realization, you preach. Yes, it's a movement of preachers. But preachers means devotees. Preacher means we distribute a book, but if someone says, what is the book? We have to know. I don't know what the book is. We just use them to collect some money. I've never read them. Preacher means devotee. We were reading last night in Chaitanya Charitamrita that for one to actually speak about religion, okay, consider himself religious, he has to actually know God and speak to, be able to have God speak to him, give him intelligence. And he quoted the Bhagavad Gita verse, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Vajatam Pratipurvakam Dadari Yavatam Yenamam Puyantite. That for someone who is serving Krishna with love, then Krishna gives him the intelligence. So another answer to your question is, ISKCON is to develop love of God in its in the members. Well, what about love of God in the members? But what about preacher? Well, that follows automatically. If I love Krishna, then I want to extend his glories. And I want to obey his mission. Krishna consciousness is for developing love of Krishna. You can be in any ashram, you can be a householder or a sannyasi. But yare deke tari kaha Krishna upadesh amara gyai guru hanatara idesh. Whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. In this way you become a guru.
What about like when you were talking about sankirtan, you know, that you're reading and saying that sometimes you can't say Krishna's name, but that's also, if you engage then, that's also telling them about Krishna.
Yeah, you can't say Krishna's name, but you can give them a book, finally. The preaching has become so difficult that if you say we're devotees of Krishna, then they know, oh, this is not sense gratification. Go away. But if you just approach them, that everything's all right, I'm not going to disturb your sense gratification. But then the result is you're supposed to give them give them Krishna somehow. So even if you don't directly say, I am Krishna devotee, still you have to inject Krishna in this.